Hello. I'm sorry. Hi, my name is Walter, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with Rodney?
Speaking.
Okay. All right. Okay, Rodney, to start, how many years have you worked in the mainstream industry? 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus.
This year makes 50.
50? Okay, wonderful. Now, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, PCC restoration, cement mason, tile setter, mason helper or finisher, plasterer, stonemason, marble mason, tile or marble finisher?
Did it all.
Okay. Okay.
I was a construction foreman for 30 years.
Oh, okay, I see. All right. Okay, let me see. Okay. All right, now, and on the last job that you worked on, were you on an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
I was assistant foreman, so.
I'm sorry, the what?
I was a foreman.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Okay. Now, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, or over the past 12 months?
I retired in 2016.
Oh, okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? No, you say you retired in 2015, right? But I still have to ask the question. I'm sorry about that, okay?
Yeah, no.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
About the same number.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as last year?
About the same.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, there are not.
Okay. And yes or no, do you have ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I guess that has to do with how many wars we get into. I'm not real sure.
Okay. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Worse.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, hidden cold, floating objects, full risk, COVID-19, dust air quality, not real safety concerns.
More manpower. People.
Okay. Let me see. Unsafe power too. People. Oh, careless people on the job?
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing?
Nope.
Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizations?
No.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never.
Okay. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the ones that you are most likely to get your news from to the ones you are least likely to get your news from. Have cable news, local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, friends and neighbors, radio, the internet or social media.
From least likely?
Oh, from...
Or most likely?
No, the... From 1 to 5. 5 is going to be the less likely that you get your news from.
Okay, so yeah, it'd be cable news. Cable news, newspaper. Yeah.
Okay, cable news. TV news, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Newspaper?
Yes.
Okay. That was number 3. Number 4, friends and neighbors, radio, the internet or social media?
Radio.
Okay. Number 5, friends.
Social media, and then friends.
Okay. Can't believe everything they say, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we already are 50%, okay? So I'm going to try to make... You know, speed it up a little bit. Which cable network is your preferred news source? Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, another news channel? Don't know.
How about Fox?
Fox, okay. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, support for labor unions, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, immigration, education, the environment, or something else?
Immigration.
Okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes. I was the business agent for 20 years.
Oh, so you heard a lot about it.
I knew all about it. I taught it.
Okay, great. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection on the Davis-Bacon? Which of the two parties strongly supports it?
I don't know that either one does. The Democrats like to say they do, but that's just to get voted back in.
Okay. So you will say neither or not?
Neither.
Okay. Yeah. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over the disputing regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
GM and Ford. I have worked within those plants.
Okay.
Building stuff.
Okay, so. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've never seen people sit on their laurels so much in my life.
Okay, so do you somewhat support or much more support?
I don't support at all. Ford and GM.
Yes, but do you somewhat support or much more support?
Much more support.
Okay. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. You disapprove or approve for the job that Joe Biden has done on insert items. It is a strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat approve or disapprove. His job as president overall.
Disapprove strongly.
Okay, disapprove strongly. Foreign affairs.
Strongly disapprove.
Immigration.
Strongly disapprove.
The economy.
Strongly disapprove.
Support for labor unions.
Strongly disapprove.
And health care.
He stood in Detroit and told them that he did not work for them.
Okay. What about health care?
He has screwed it up. Strongly disapprove.
Okay. All right. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? It is a strongly approved, disapproved, or somewhat approved, or disapproved?
Just disapprove.
Disapprove as well, huh? Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 24? Are you almost
strongly? Certainly.
Vote? Okay, great. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republicans, Donald Trump, and Democrats, Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
I do get that, and no, it does not. And my son is a bricklayer also who has 20 years to go.
Oh, okay.
So I am still I'm really vested in this program, but... They've done a fine job of screwing it up.
So do you find it useful to receive information? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. All right. Turning back to back, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Okay. And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service? Open-ended, record verbatim, response, allow for multiple responses. So how could you, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Bring the union back to the man and not have it controlled by the upper echelon.
Okay. The union back to the men?
Yes.
And now what? I'm sorry.
No, that's all.
Yeah, you say I can't bring the union back to the men.
It needs to go back to the men. When I started, we controlled everything on a local basis. And over the 30 plus years I was there, they slowly took it away from everybody until they've now taken it completely away from us. and I'll just call him the fat cat to control the whole thing.
Who has control of it?
The fat cats that are the business agents.
Oh, okay.
And field reps and the field reps that don't show up.
I see. I understand.
Yeah. What most people don't realize is the guy on the wall, the bricklayer.
Yes.
He draws a local pension and an international pension. And the business agents draw a local pension that is three times what the man on the wall makes.
I see. I understand. Okay.
And he works more hours than they do. Yet he doesn't get fired. He doesn't have to have any time off. They have set them. They're no different than the politicians. They have set themselves up to just slide through life.
Okay. All right. So we almost done. Okay. We're already at 85%. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? And next, what is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
They need to expand their base, hire more apprentices.
They need to expand the what, I'm sorry?
The manpower. They need to have more bricklayers. Today there are very, very few left.
Okay. Bring more bricklayers?
Yes. Nope. I mean, today nobody wants to work. They all want to do something on a computer or something.
I understand what you're saying.
In addition to that, the electricians make $50-some an hour, $45 to $50 an hour, and the bricklayers are making $32. Yet the bricklayers move 7,000 pounds of material a day.
I totally understand what you mean. Okay, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, email, text, SMS, mail, job site?
Email.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more
couple of times a year.
Okay. All right. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat?
Or a Republican.
Okay. We already at 92. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? I'm sorry, white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Latino, Hispanic?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name, please?
Rodney. R-O-D-N-E-Y.
Okay. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time, Rodney, for answering all my questions. I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful rest of your night.
You do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Too sexy for my shots.